The Banqueting House here in Whitehall is one of London's hidden treasures. Even on a June morning, I'm the only person here. It's all that remains of a once great Tudor and Stuart royal palace. It was designed by the early 17th century's most sought-after architect, Inigo Jones, but it's best known for its remarkable and magnificent painted ceiling, commissioned in 1635 by King Charles I from the Dutch master Rubens. The paintings present an idealised vision of the reign of Charles's father, James I. He was a complex character, arrogant, intellectual, openly homosexual, and he certainly knew how to give a party.
I came here a day or two before the Danish king came, and from the day he did until this hour, I have been well nigh overwhelmed with carousal and sports of all kind. We had women, and indeed wine too, of such plenty as would have astonished each sober beholder. The ladies abandon their sobriety and are seen to roll about in intoxication.
This letter was written in July 1606, 3 years after James I came to the throne, by the courtier and poet Sir John Harrington. He's describing the hospitality that James offered to the 28-year-old King Christian IV of Denmark, a man who ruled for more than half a century and who's remembered as much for his lifestyle as for his military and architectural achievements. The Dane was a famous drinker with a foul temper, and he fathered at least 25 children with two wives and a succession of mistresses. It seems that James I thought that alcohol-fueled evenings were the best way to ingratiate himself with his fellow king, who happened also to be his brother-in-law. Sir John Harrington describes what happened when the court staged an entertainment representing the court of Solomon and the arrival of the Queen of Sheba.
The lady who did play the queen's part did carry most precious gifts to both their majesties, but forgetting the steps arising to the canopy, overset her caskets in his Danish Majesty's lap, and fell at his feet, though I rather think it was in his face. His Majesty then got up and would dance with the Queen of Sheba, but he fell down, and humbled himself before her, and was carried to an inner chamber and laid on a bed of state. The entertainment went forward, and most of the presenters went backward, or fell down. Wine did so occupy their upper chambers.
And things got even worse when actors representing faith, hope and charity took the stage.
Hope did essay to speak, but wine rendered her endeavours so feeble that she withdrew. Faith left the court in a staggering condition.
Harrington had been part of...